Hello everyone, it's me, your boy Dean. I'm here to give you this piping hot tea. Hope everyone's having a good day, good start to the new year. Mine has been okay, been a little bumps here and there, but I'm okay. But I just want to jump on here and just do some episodes for you all, so let's begin. First, I want to ask this question, has misogyny grown in America? And the reason I'm asking this is, as you all know, I've covered the Meg Thee Stallion, Tory Lanez trial. I've also covered Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. And, you know, I've been looking at all this crazy stuff with, you know, the popular YouTuber and social media personality, Andrew Tate. And I'm just noticing a pattern here. But first, I'm going to play you all this video from Nightline discussing Andrew Tate, who is currently locked up in Romania, accused of human trafficking and other crimes. So I'm just going to play you all this clip, and then we're going to go back for the rest of my commentary. Let me just turn the volume up. Okay.
I believe that certain roles suit females and certain roles suit males.
He's one of the most controversial personalities online.
I have seen so many women fail to park and crash cars and do dumb. I do not want a female pilot flying me through a hurricane.
His anti-women diatribes often going viral.
I've seen enough of female driving of all vehicles to know that that is a bad idea.
That's a fundamental tenet of the male supremacist doctrine, that women are a second class to men.
Former kickboxer and Big Brother contestant Andrew Tate, infamous for being the self-proclaimed king of toxic masculinity.
If you were to use the sort of language that Andrew Tate uses about women in the workplace, or if on television, or anywhere else in society, you'd be sacked from your employer.
Tate's core message centers around the belief that masculinity is in the crosshairs, and he's defending it. His target audience, young men.
What is it about Andrew Tate that seems to have captivated a full generation of the most impressionable, right?
I think, you know, he's presenting himself as this sort of maverick, this anti-hero, which is very appealing. He's showing them a way to sort of regain power and control, and it's predominantly over women.
Guys, get back, ladies.
Tate's ideology, which is popular in some circles of adolescent boys and grown men, often dehumanizes women.
A violent misogynist who justifies rape, who justifies grabbing a woman by the neck, punching her, threatening her with a machete in his videos, is given such prominence.
He recently mocked climate activist Greta Thunberg on Twitter, tweeting, "I have 33 cars. Please provide your email address so I can send a complete list of my car collection and the respective enormous emissions." Her reply, telling him to email her at an address ending in @getalife.com.
The way he tried to troll Greta Thunberg to get her to engage with him. Now, in reality, her slapback at Andrew Tate just drew more attention to Tate.
Hours later, Tate and his brother Tristan, along with two others, were arrested at their villa in Bucharest, the capital of Romania, accused of human trafficking, rape, and being part of an organized criminal group. According to Romanian prosecutors, the Tate brothers and two Romanian citizens lured women to the country, then committed acts of physical violence and mental coercion against them, and forced them to perform pornography. Tate appeared in a Romanian court today, his attorney rejecting all charges, saying there was not a single piece of evidence, apart from the victim's statement, regarding the rape charges, and no evidence regarding human trafficking and organized crime. The judge ruled Tate must remain in custody.
The Romanian police now say he may be guilty of sex trafficking and rape. Now that will come as no surprise to those people who've seen him talk about women in a way that says that their bodies are owned by men and that they are fundamentally there to be subjugated by them.
Andrew Tate, now 36 years old, began his rise to fame as a kickboxer, winning multiple titles.
What a round this has been, a great
show!
In 2016, Tate was cast on the British version of Big Brother, but was kicked off the show after only 5 days. According to a report from Vice, Big Brother's producers removed Tate from the show once they learned he was under investigation for rape. Tate was never charged. After Big Brother, Tate started to build his online empire and a webcam business where he paid women to perform on camera. Tate claimed the business once earned $600,000 a month.
Success is actually nothing to do with being good at your job.
Tate also offers online classes, once called Hustlers University, for marketing, e-commerce, and crypto investing.
BMW, I didn't even consider that a car. BMW, that's not a luxury car, that's basic. I wouldn't be on this website.
And courses offer skills to get rich for $50 a month. Tate, showing off his flashy collection of supercars, helps paint the picture of the success he's trying to sell. But his rhetoric and lifestyle becoming so inflammatory, he was banned from Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. However, he's still active on Twitter, where he has over 4.4 million followers.
I've known him since 15, 16 years now.
Still, Andrew Tate has his defenders and fans. Tam Khan is a former professional MMA fighter. He's called Tate a friend for over 15 years.
How did you first actually meet Andrew?
We actually know each other from the when I was professional, he was a professional fighter. And Andrew was a young kid, 17, 18 years old, very tough, talented kid, quiet, he'd perform, and we'd always use him for our shows because he was reliable.
Tate has visited Khan at his high-end gym in Dubai. His appearance always makes waves with young men who line up for selfies.
What do the young people and the athletes that go to your gym, what do they make of Tate?
I've had, you name it, Khabib, John Cena, Jean-Claude Van Damme. When Andrew Tate came, we had to get security to get him out of the premises. He shut down malls here. Like, I like to speak to the young kids, they say, because he tells us to be a better person. He speaks for us. In a generation where we're ignored, he's out there for us. He talks about being successful, how if you fail in school, you've also still got a chance. And these are like 8 years old, 9 years old, 12 years old, 14 years old, kids.
Khan says he disagrees with how Tate portrays women, but argues it's just a way to build an audience and an empire.
Do you have any concern that the wrong message, the wrong information is actually getting through to these young kids?
And I don't agree with a lot of it, to be honest. I mean, I'm a father of two daughters, and if I believe he was of a misogynist or very anti-woman, I won't even be around him because I want my girls to be strong individuals. I want them to be the next Kamala Harris or Serena Williams.
One thing Khan does agree with Tate on, their idea that masculinity is in the crosshairs.
We came so far in society through masculinity, through men going to armies, through men defending countries, through men being the protector, the woman being the university for the household, raising the kids, the man going out to work, striving all day. Have your opinions, but let's not delete masculinity. Let's not delete the alpha male. Let's not delete guys who died for us.
What is the effect of his rhetoric?
It's putting gender equality and progression back years. And the worst case scenario is that this is breeding ground for future abusers, because that is just normalized with these attitudes and behaviors.
Okay, so that's from Nightline. Now, there's some things I noticed in that little news video about Andrew Tate that I want to discuss. First of all, you know, when his friend, the also an MMA fighter, was talking, what I find very interesting was that even though he disagrees with some of what Tate says, he keeps saying that, you know, Andrew's not really like that, and he's a character. Now, do I think Andrew is playing a character? To a certain extent. The online news platform Vice, they did a very controversial special about Andrew, where this Vice reporter was following him around and Andrew let him into all of what they do. And you do see that Andrew will put on a persona or a character. When the camera stops, he drops it. So yes, I do think he is playing a character. However, that is still very dangerous because a lot of these people, especially a lot of these young men, may not know that. Remember, just last year, Alex Jones was quote unquote playing a character and now has to pay $1 billion to them families who he defames. You know, people be thinking that just because they played his character online and get famous off of it, that won't cause them problems. No, it will. It will cause you problems. Another thing that I found very interesting was when the MMA fighter and the woman, the female journalist, were both talking about how young men are being attracted to Andrew Tate. And this is my opinion on that. If you've been following me for quite some time, or you talk to me personally, I have always said that there will become a time, you know, when people would get tired of the Me Too movement and there will be a great pushback. I said this as far back as 2018. I wrote college articles to the college newspaper when I was in college about this. And some people agreed with me, some people said I was reaching, but we are seeing it. Okay, in the past about 3 years, there has been massive pushback against this Me Too movement. Okay, there has been massive pushback against, you know, the believe all women or women can do no wrong. And I understand a lot of feminists do not believe that, but I'm just saying the way the media has, you know, reported on certain stories, especially celebrity stories, you know, that pissed a lot of people off. You know, I really saw this with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard when that first started. And granted, Johnny Depp did do bad things as well as Amber Heard, but it's like Johnny Depp got punished and she didn't. And that really pushed a lot of people, especially a lot of young men, over the edge. And that's when you start seeing people like Andrew Tate pop up. You know, it was like Andrew Tate, Kevin Samuels, who I did some videos about him, and a lot of these men who be on YouTube and just spout all this woman-hating things and, you know, calling women all out their name. And, you know, their whole channel is just dedicated to telling men to stay away from women, or, you know, encouraging young men to treat women like animals or something. I've seen videos like that, and we are seeing the repercussions of all of this because there's no good balance. And a lot of extremes on both ends have just taken up a lot of media airway. Also, you know, when that MMA fighter was saying, when Andrew went to that gym and, you know, all them young kids, young men were, you know, flocking to see him. And he says, you know, these young men like him because he's talking to them. You know, I think, and, you know, I wish someone would have said this when the Me Too movement was starting. I wish people would have taken into account a lot of young boys and young men do feel left out of society. They do. You know, I mean, I'm a grown man, but, you know, I was a young boy, and sometimes I felt like there was no avenue for someone like me. Certain school programs are just meant for girls. You know, all they want a young guy to do in middle school and high school is throw a damn ball. You know, that's all they expect of you for the most part, especially if you're not white. You know, and there's just not a lot of avenues for young men. And, you know, people need to address that because, you know, you have a demigod like Andrew Tate who gets a hold of these young men, and it creates a lot of problems. In the UK, where Andrew is originally from, there's the schools are saying that, you know, young men listening to his stuff is becoming a problem because they've been going around telling girls that they deserve to get raped. There's been a lot of misogynistic writings going on in the schools. Like when the schools have the kids write essays, you know, there's a lot of misogynistic writing going on. And, you know, some of the conversations between young men are becoming very disturbing. This one teacher even said, again, when the Tory and Meg situation happened, even though Megan was the victim, you know, a lot of the young men were calling her a hoe and a thot and saying that, you know, Tory should have just shot her. And do I think any of this is happening? Yes, I do. Because, again, I was a young man. And I remember in middle school when the Chris Brown and Rihanna domestic violence situation happened, and there were young men saying that Rihanna deserved it. So yes, you best believe I think all this is happening. Now, you know, what I found, another thing that's come out recently, and let me see if I can play the video, is because again, Andrew's locked up and he's been denied bond in Romania. This audio appeared, now some people are saying it's AI and it's not him. Of course, his supporters are saying that. Me, personally speaking, it does sound like him. And he's, you know, talking, I think he's, I don't know if he's talking to this woman or he just left her voicemail, but one of the women who he allegedly raped said this is what he sent her, as well as disturbing text messages. So here's the audio, and again, this is very disturbing, so if this stuff bothers you, I suggest you don't listen to this podcast episode.
Am I a bad person? Because the more you didn't like it, the more I enjoyed it. I fucking loved how much you hated it. Turn me on. Why am I like that? Why? I am one of the most dangerous men on this planet. Sometimes you forget exactly how lucky you were to get fucked by me. Would you rather me pin you down and make you do things you didn't like, or would you rather fuck? You didn't like that I was thinking I can do whatever I want to. That's what it is. I'm the smartest person on this fucking planet. Are you seriously so offended I strangled you a little bit? You didn't fucking pass out.
Okay. That's what the audio said. Now, you know, a lot of people who are defending Andrew said that, you know, that's unfair because you didn't hear the woman's responses back to him unless he left this as a voicemail. You know, and if that, you know, I can kind of see their point a tad bit. There are people saying that Andrew's into BDSM, and after looking at some of his videos, I do think there's an aspect of his sex life that is BDSM. You know, because again, there's a video going around of him beating a woman with a belt and hitting her. Now, the woman came out and said that's how they have sex and they're into BDSM and stuff. Which, again, you know, I don't think there's nothing wrong with that per se, because there are people who enjoy that. But when I watched the video, you know, how can I put this? It looked too real to be BDSM. I'm just saying, you know, people who are into BDSM usually have safe words and stuff, and you know, there's usually a role-playing storyline. That looked, you know, if you watched the video, it just looked too abusive to be BDSM, in my personal opinion. And that's just me. You know, and it's just, it's a lot of this stuff has caused a big divide. Because again, you do have his supporters, and it's like his supporters would just argue and curse anyone out who does not think that Andrew Tate is this saint. You know, now there are people who are in the middle who are making good points. You know, maybe these women do like being, you know, dominated and talked to like that, because there are women and men who like being dominated. And I can agree to that. But it's just how I'm looking at everything. You know, I don't think it was a role-playing thing. I think he was legit hitting her. The thing that really puzzles me about this whole thing with Andrew Tate is the simple fact that no one seems to bring up the fact that he's a pimp. Okay, in that Vice documentary I watched, as well as some of his videos on YouTube, the man is clearly a pimp. You know, every time he walks in his house, he says he's a bunch of gorgeous women there, and they're either cleaning up or they're just sitting there looking pretty and smiling in the camera's faces. He doesn't let the reporter talk to them or interview them. Most of them are from, you know, a foreign country, it looks like, which again, he's locked up for human trafficking in Romania, so that would make sense why he was locked up, because, you know, the laws have just been changed concerning that. So I don't understand why no one, whether you're a defender of him or you know, you find him repulsive, it seems that no one wants to bring the fact that this guy is a pimp. And you know, I wonder if it's because he's mixed race. Because I feel like if he was just a black guy, people would call him a pimp immediately. But that's just me. That's just me. But you know, this thing with Andrew Tate, and it looked like it's going to get worse, because I predict more and more stuff's going to come out. It's just very interesting, you know, all the conversations that are going on around this guy. And it's becoming very serious because he's locked up in a foreign country. And you know, human trafficking is very big, and it's a big problem, and it's also caused its own issues. Because you're dealing with sex work and consensual sex work and child trafficking and all sorts of stuff. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to jump on here and do another podcast episode about this. But as of right now, I'm going to end it right here. And as usual, I'm your boy Dean. I hope you enjoyed this piping hot tea.